Hi, and welcome to this second demo of using the Dash Educational Robot for coding for 6 to 12 year olds or beyond, because as I said in my last demo, I also enjoy doing it. And in this demo, as I promised in the last, I'm actually going to take you through some basic coding of Dash, and then we'll keep building upon that in future demos. Now, just on the previous demo, that's where I did a full description of Dash itself. So I've got Dash here in front of me, little three-wheel robot. And he's facing towards me with his eye facing towards me, the single sphere wheel at the back, his two drivers at the front. So to turn him on, it's the back right-hand side in the middle between his right-hand sphere and his back sphere. So I'm going to turn him on now. Open up Swift Playgrounds, because that's where we need to use the Dash template for coding. So I'm going to open up Swift Playgrounds with Siri. It's going to hold in the home button. Open Swift Playgrounds.
Playgrounds. Locations. Button.
Okay, and of course I'm using VoiceOver. I'm just going to flick to the right to get over to the Dash template, which is the like a bit of a sandbox to play with Dash. Keeping in mind, as I commented in the other demo, number one, that none of the other basic apps to use Dash are currently accessible with VoiceOver. Right, so flicking to the right.
New playground, my playgrounds, help, select, Dash template, Swift 4.2.
Okay, and that's the one I want to use, so double tap on that.
Dash template, waiting to connect. Press the connect Dash button.
Okay, so we've got to connect Dash first of all. So I'm just going to flick back to the left to see where we are.
Playground documents.
So we're at the beginning button. Of the screen. So playground documents button. So I flick to the right.
Page one, button. Add from library, button. More, button. Page one, Dash is on the street. Image. Connect again, button.
Okay, so let me try connect again.
Dash is waiting to start.
So I'm going to flick to the right again.
Dash, waiting to start. Tap to enter code. Text field.
So that's our coding area. Now if
double
I flick to the right.
Toggle full screen mode button.
Now what I might do from now on, rather than using the screen to do all this, I'm going to actually start using my keyboard here on my iPad. So I'm going to turn quick nav on.
Quick nav on.
And I'm going to press right arrow.
Run options.
So we've got run options. That's pretty standard in Swift Playgrounds.
Run my code.
Run my code. And that's used to run your code once you've typed it in to get Dash to move. There's a shortcut key for that, which is Command key plus R. So that's pretty good. So right again.
Successfully completed. Button.
And I can ignore that for the moment because I haven't typed anything.
Successfully completed.
And that's it. So let me just go back to the edit area. So I'm pressing left arrow.
Run up. Toggle full script. Tap to enter code. Text
okay,
field.
And if I do VA spacebar, I can drop
double
the spacebar.
Double tap to edit. Insertion point at end. Quick nav off.
Okay, I've now brought up the coding area. Now, since I've activated this edit area, there's now a list of all the commands that you could actually use on Dash. You can also partially type in a command and have the commands come up in that list as well. So if I wanted to actually move Dash forward to begin with, I can just type in
M-O-V-E.
Okay, and now, it said one new issue because I haven't finished typing in the command, so it thinks it's an error. So I'm going to press quick nav on, left and right arrow.
Quick nav on.
Now if I do right arrow.
Toggle full screen mode. Run options. Run my code. Successfully completed. Undo. Redo. Move forward left paren, right paren.
Okay, so code that's completion. That's the full command. So it says move forward left paren, right paren. And keep in mind that all this stuff is case sensitive. So it's actually M-O-V-E, lowercase, capital F. For forward, so capital F-O-R-W-A-R-D, left paren, right paren. So rather than me typing in the rest of the actual command, I can just do VA spacebar or control option spacebar.
Forward, left paren, right paren.
So if I turn quick nav off.
Quick nav off.
And I press up arrow.
Move forward, left paren, right paren.
There's the first line of the actual code, because when I selected the move forward, left paren, right paren in the list, it put it in and also did a new line for me as well. So that's quite handy. So I'm going to press down arrow.
Move forward left paren, right paren.
Now, because it just read again when I was coming down, I normally like to use left arrow.
New line.
Make sure there's a new line there. Press right arrow.
New line.
So I'm now on a blank line. One of the basic things about coding is to always test your code to know where the errors are. So I'm just going to make sure dash is facing away from me rather than towards me so it doesn't roll off the desk. And by the way, if you get involved in doing this, don't have him on a desk because he's likely to roll off. So have him on the floor if you really want to get stuck into doing things with him. It's just convenient when I'm doing this demo to have him on the desk here. So I've currently got him sitting on my dining room table. If my other demo, you might hear a bit of echo in my house because I've got cathedral ceilings and tiled floors. All right, let's run our code. So command key plus R.
Dash moving forward. Successfully.
So you heard a few things then. You got voiceover saying move forward, so it was reading out the command as it was processed. It then said successful, and you also heard dash move plus say awesome when he finished the coding sequence, in this case, moving forward. So he's moved forward, and he moves forward by about 200 millimeters every time he moves forward. I'm going to bring him back to the starting point because now we're going to put another forward command in. So I've got him back at the start, and I haven't moved my cursor, so this time I'm going to type it in manually. So I'm going to do M-O-V-E, capital F,
O-R-W-A-R-D, left paren, right paren.
Now, I just typed that in straight away. Now, this thing likes to predict what you're going to type in. So I'm going to show you what happens in the next time we do a command if I pause on the first left paren. Because if I wait about half a second or so, it's going to stick in another right paren automatically. So you're just going to be aware about that when you're actually doing coding with Swift Playgrounds with the dash template. Make sure I did a new line. So I'm going to press left arrow.
Right paren.
And I didn't. So press right arrow.
Right paren.
And I press enter.
New line.
And there we go. So if I press up arrow.
Move forward left paren, right paren.
And up again.
Move forward left paren, right paren.
And one more up arrow.
Top of document.
Top of the document. If I do down arrow.
Move forward left paren, right paren.
That's the first move forward left paren, right paren.
Move forward down left again. Paren, right paren.
That's the second move forward left paren, right paren.
Bottom of document.
And I'm at the bottom of document. And because I'm always suspicious about where the cursor is, I'm going to press left arrow.
New line.
Here's my new line. Pressing right arrow.
New line.
And now on a blank line. All right. So Dash is going to move forward twice this time. So I'm going to press Command R to run.
Dash moving forward. Dash moving forward. Successfully.
Dash is now a third of the way up the table. He's moved forward twice. Again, you heard voiceover say move forward every time the command happened. You heard Dash move each time. And then he said awesome. Cool. All right. So I'm going to bring Dash back again to the starting point. Now, this time I want Dash to basically turn left, and then I want him to turn left again, so he's basically facing back towards me so I can bring him back to his starting point. The command for turn left is going to be, you probably guessed it, turn, T-U-R-N, capital L, the left, capital L-E-F-T, left paren, right paren. So T-U-R-N, lowercase, capital L-E-F-T, left paren, right paren, and of course a new line. So you can either do it by typing the command in partially and then go to that list and then do VO spacebar or type it in yourself. Now, I did say I'd show you what happens if you pause at the first left paren. So I'm going to type in T-U-R-N, capital L-E-F-T, left paren.
Left paren, right paren.
I just like to make sure where these things are put in. So I'm going to press left arrow straight away.
Left paren, T-F-E, cap L.
Back to the middle of my command, line which is the turn left. Now I'm going to press right arrow.
Cap L, E, F, T, left paren, right paren.
Okay, and one more right arrow.
Bottom of document.
New line, enter.
New line.
And now I've done it. So I guess a couple of things there that you can avoid it by just typing yourself fairly quickly so it doesn't have time to automatically do it with the, in this case, turn left paren, right paren. You can use the pop-up list of all the commands that go down to turn left paren, right paren, and choose it. Or you can type in the command turn capital L left paren, wait for it to say right paren, then press your right arrow so you go past the automatic inset of the right paren and press the enter key. It probably sounds more confusing than it is, so I'll let you play with it at your leisure. All right, so I put a left command in. Now, if I wanted to review my code again, I'd press up arrow.
Turn left paren, right paren. Move forward left paren, right paren. Move forward left paren, right paren. Top of document.
Okay, and down arrow.
Move forward left paren, right paren. Turn left paren, right paren. Turn left paren, right paren. Bottom of document.
Now, what you'll notice sometimes, it hasn't read out the second move forward. It's just come down to the turn left.
Turn left paren, right paren.
And there's the real turn left. So what I'm going to do...
Top of document.
I can now just... I'm going to get the top of the document. I'm just going to use my right arrow key.
MOVE, capital O, R, dot A, R, D. Left, right pair, new line.
Okay, the next line.
MOVE, capital O, R, dot A, R, D. Left
okay,
pair.
That's the next move forward. Left pair and right pair.
Right pair and new line. TURN, capital EFT. Left, right pair, new line.
Okay, so we know it's all correct. All right, let me just make sure dash is in the right spot. And we do Command R again.
Dash moving forward. Dash moving forward. Dash turning left. Successfully.
So he's facing to the left. I want him to do one more left turn. So he's then facing back towards me. So rather than typing it in again, I can...
Turn left, T, T.
So maybe in the T. I'm going to highlight the turn left with shift down arrow.
Turn left. Selected.
Now, keep in mind when I've done that, punctuation is not going to read out the left paren, right paren bit, but it's actually highlighted. So now I'm going to do Command C to copy. And I'm going to press my down arrow.
Bottom of document.
So I'm at the bottom of the document. I do Command V to paste it.
Turn left paren, right paren.
So I now should have two turn left commands. So I press my up arrow.
Turn left.
Press down arrow.
Turn left paren, right paren. Turn left paren, right paren. Bottom of document.
Okay, now the reason why it read twice then at the last one is because, again, I'm hitting the bottom of the document. So that's why it's reading it twice. So remember, if you want to double check things, go in, you know, word by word or letter by letter. Okay, so let me grab Dash and bring him back to the starting point again. If his wheels facing away from me, his drive wheels. So what he should do now is go forward twice, turn left and left again. So he's facing back towards me. So let's do Command R.
Dash moving forward. Dash moving forward. Dash turning left. Dash turning left. Successfully.
And now he's currently facing back towards me now. So I'm going to pick him up again and turn him around. And now we're going to do... two more forward commands to bring him back. So let me just check where my cursor is.
Bottom of document.
Bottom of document. So I press left arrow, make sure I've got a new line.
Right paren.
Yep, there's the last right paren of turn left. So
right paren, new line.
I just press right arrow to get to the new line. So I'm going to do the other thing that I did originally. I'm going to do move, M-O-V-E. And then right arrow.
Dismissed. Move
backward.
Move forward left paren, right paren.
I'm going to choose
code,
move forward.
Forward left paren, right paren.
So I've still got quick nav off. Okay, and because I always like typing in manually, I'm going to type the second one in myself. So M-O-V-E, capital F-O-R-W-A-R-D, left paren, right paren, enter. Okay, because remember I had to type fairly quickly, so it wasn't going to do a auto insert for me and automatically put that left paren, right paren in automatically. All right, let's give it a go again. So I'm not going to go back over and review that again because I'm assuming it's okay for the moment. I'm going to test it to see if it works anyway. So what Dash should do is move forward twice, turn left twice, and move back to me twice. But remember, he's still going to be facing towards me. So of course, going to make sure he's facing away from me originally. His wheels facing away from me, his drive wheels, and his bum or the single sphere facing at the back towards me. All right, here we go. Command R.
Dash moving forward. Dash moving forward. Dash turning left. Dash turning left. Dash moving forward. Dash moving forward. Successfully.
Ah, there he is. Hello, little buddy. All right. So he's currently facing me, which means he's not in the right spot for him to then go on another journey without actually me moving him. So I'll first of all put him in the right direction. So his drive wheels are again facing away from me. All right, so we can either do a two left commands again to make him face back in the direction that he originally travelled in, or just for the fun of it, how about we just do a right twice to make him move right and then right again, so then he's facing back the direction that I want him to travel in initially. All right, so Let me make sure where I am again in my document. I'm pressing down arrow.
Bottom of document.
I'm pressing left arrow.
New line.
There's the new line. I'm pressing right arrow.
New line.
So I've got the cursor to the right of the new line command. Remember, when you're coding a course, like, which is maybe pretty obvious by now, every instruction needs to be on its own line. Otherwise, where specified, you can put multiple things on one line. But by general rule, the single commands are normally just on one single line anyway. So we want to turn right this time rather than turn left. So I'm going to do T-U-R-N, capital R. And if I do, yeah, right arrow.
Turn right, left, paren, right, paren.
Here's the command.
Code, right, left, paren, right, paren.
Okay, and I'll make sure I've got quick nav off.
Quick nav on.
And I just turned it back on, so I'm going to do it again.
Quick nav off.
So let me do left arrow.
New line, right paren, left, T-A-G-I, cap, N-R-U-T.
Okay, that's the beginning of the new command, so should be turn right. Capital R for right, left print, right print. So I'm going to do right arrow.
T U R N kappa I G H T left pet right paren new line.
Which is correct. All right, so let me type in another turn right command. So T U R N capital R. And I'm going to do VO right arrow.
Dismiss.
Now, so does it forget that you've gone too fast? So I'm going to do VO left shot control from left arrow.
Turn right, left paren, right paren.
And there's our turn right.
Code, left paren, right paren.
Got it. Okay. So if I go to the top of my document, pressing up arrow.
Document.
And let's see how it goes this time. So I'm going to do down arrow.
Move forward, left paren, right paren.
Now, it's probably come off the first move forward. So this is the second move forward. So now it's probably going to say turn left now.
Turn left, left paren, which it does. Right paren.
That's one turn left.
Turn left, left paren, right paren.
That's the second turn left. So he's now turned around. So he's gone forward twice. He's now turned to the left, facing back towards me. So the next one should be two move forward commands.
Move forward, left paren, right paren. Move forward, left paren, right paren.
Yep. And now we want him to turn around. So rather than doing a turn left, we're going to do two turn rights.
Turn right, left paren, right paren. Turn right, left paren, right paren.
Okay, now there they are. And I think if I do it down arrow again, it's going to reread the last one again.
Turn right, left paren,
because
right paren.
We are at the bottom.
Bottom of document.
Of the document. Okay, so just be aware of that with speech. It's going to sometimes reread the last item because it's already at the bottom of the document. The cursor can't go anywhere else. All right, so what do we do? Make sure Dash is in the right spot, which he currently is. His drive wheels are facing away from me, and his bum, or the single sphere of the single wheel, are facing towards me. So what he should do is move forward twice, turn left twice, move forward twice, turn right twice, and then he's ready to go again. So I should be able to just do Command R a second time to run him on the same course. So let's do it the first time, Command R.
Dash moving forward. Dash moving forward. Dash turning left. Dash turning left. Dash moving forward. Dash moving forward.
And he's back in front of me.
Dash turning right.
Now he's turning right.
Dash turning right.
So he's almost in the perfect spot to do it again. Now, just be aware that when he's turning left and right and rolling forwards, that it depends on how much traction, I guess, the drive wheels are going to get. So he's not going to be always accurate moving forward each time, turning left or turning right each time. So don't assume that he's always going to be in the same spot. So, for example, he's now right in front of me in the right spot, being in front of me facing the right direction, but he's about 3 centimeters closer to me than what he was when he first started off. So I'm going to move him forward a little bit. And now I'm just going to do Command R again because he's facing in the right direction. So Command R again.
Dash moving forward.
He's moved forward.
Dash moving forward.
He's moved forward.
Dash turning left.
He's turning left.
Dash
he's turning left. Now he's facing back towards me.
Dash moving,
he's moving forward.
Forward. Dash moving,
moving forward.
Forward. Dash turning
now
right.
Now he's turning right.
Dash
he's turning right again.
Successfully.
And now this time, he's in a perfect placement. He was bang on target where he started from originally when we first started coding. All right, how about I just do two final things to play with him? Why don't we just get him to do one more forward and then a back command, and then we'll finish with this demo for today, and then we'll do some more other fun things with him in the next demo. What do we need to do? I need to do a check when I'm at the bottom of the document.
Bottom of document.
And I press left arrow,
new line.
Get to the new line, press right to make
new
sure
line.
I'm after it. The first command is again, get him to move forward, because if you move backwards, you'd probably fall off the table. So I'm going to do Move, F-O-R-W-R-D, left and right brain, type it in quickly. Okay, so he's moved forward, and I just then want him to get him to move backward. All right, so the command is, and I'm going to let the smart list bring it up. I'm going to do F-O-V-E, capital B, and then do...
One new issue.
Yes, I know there's one new issue because I haven't finished typing the command in. V-O right arrow.
Dismiss.
Button. And we've gone too far, so VR left arrow.
Move backward left parent right parent.
So that's move backward. So again, so it's lowercase M-O-V-E, capital B for backward, capital B-A-C-K-W-A-R-D, left print and right print. So I'm going to do VR space bar on that.
Backward left parent right parent.
Okay, so what we've now got, I'm going to press my dynamic
keymotion
at the bottom of my document. If I press up arrow.
Move backward left parent right parent.
There's move backward.
Move forward left parent right parent.
Move forward.
Turn right left parent right parent.
And there's the second turn right to straighten him up to do his little dance. Ready to go again. All right. So I'm just going to make sure I'm at the bottom of the document, just for the sake of being at the bottom of the document, so I know where my cursor is. Let's do command R. Make sure he's in the appropriate spot, which he is with his drive wheels facing away, and let's see what happens. So command R. Here we go.
Dash moving forward.
He's moving forward. I've got my hand on his button. Make sure he's working properly. Yep.
Dash turning left.
He's turning left.
Dash turning left.
He's now facing back towards me.
Dash moving forward.
He's moving forward.
Dash moving forward.
He's moving forward right in front of me.
Dash turning right.
He's now turning right.
Dash turning right.
And he's turned right.
Dash moving forward.
He's moving forward.
Dash moving.
And he's moving backwards. And he's ready to go again. Beautiful. And just because we can, let's just do it one more time because I think it's really cool. Command R again.
Dash moving forward.
So he's moving forward.
Dash moving forward.
He's moving forward.
Dash turning
he's
left.
Turning left.
Dash turning
he's
left.
Turning left, facing back towards me.
Dash
he's
moving
now moving forward.
Forward.
High dash.
Dash moving
moving forward.
Forward
again. How do you dash?
Dash turning
he's
right.
Turning right.
Dash turning
he's
right.
Turning right again, facing back down
dash
the runway.
Moving forward.
Dash moving forward.
Dash moving back.
Moving backwards towards me.
Successful.
And beautiful. He's in the perfect starting spot again. He's probably, oh, this time probably... probably about a centimeter closer towards it, because remember I said previously that he's not always accurate about how far he goes when he moves forward, backward, left or right. A couple of final comments. When you're doing the coding in Dash, you actually can't, or it appears that you actually can't save what you've done in the Dash template. So what I normally do, if I want to keep it for future reference, I normally just do a command A to highlight everything in the edit field, in the edit area. And then Command C, go and up, open up notes or something like that, create a new note and paste it in with Command V. And then you can then do a Command A to highlight all and then hit your delete key to delete it, get ready for next time. So that completes this movement demo for Dash moving forward, backward, left and right. In the next demo, I thought it would be pretty cool to show you how you can get Dash to play some sounds when he's busy working away for you. But anyway, that will do me for this demo for the moment. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.